cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
You stand here at the American Freedom Network, and we have with us Mr. John, is it Feeney? Anyway, he is from the Center for Immigration Studies. We're going to be talking about some of the issues that are really considered important today. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you.
So tell us a little bit about the immigration process, because, of course, there is an effort to really flood our nation with people who have a different outlook on the world, and they're being brought into this United States. We're encouraging immigration that certainly does not fit into the pattern of what's healthy for our country. You pick up the story.
Well, we actually just released a new report, and all of our research is free and available to the public on our website, which is cis.org. And what we found is that the nation's immigrant population, legal and illegal, reached 40 million in 2010. And that's the highest number in the nation's history.
These are illegal immigrants?
That's legal and illegal together, total population of 40 million. And the nation's, to put this in perspective, the nation's immigrant population has doubled since 1990. It's nearly tripled since 1980. It's quadrupled since 1970, when it stood at around 9.7 million people. Now, of the 40 million immigrants in the country in 2010, about 14 million of them arrived in the year 2000 or later, making it the highest decade of immigration in American history, even though there was a net loss of jobs during this decade. So we really do have to question why it is we've had such a massive increase in immigration and whether, in fact, we actually need it.
All right, fine. So why do we have such a massive immigration? Because basically it would be one thing if we needed people to work, but if we don't need people to work, more and more people out of work, doesn't this just create real social problems?
Yeah, one of my main concerns is that we've seen so much immigration so rapidly, and it's some of the least diverse immigration we've ever seen. It's almost entirely Spanish-speaking. It's almost entirely from Central and South, or Mexico, Central America, and south of the border otherwise, that it's really hindering the assimilation process. In the past, we've had large amounts of immigration, but it was from all corners of the globe, where there really wasn't any large overarching population of people speaking a similar language or from a similar background. And the result was that these individual immigrant groups, whether they were talking about Irish, Chinese, Italian, or what have you, they all had to assimilate to the larger population of English-speaking Americans. That, of course, isn't happening at the same rate now. If you have a large supply of people who are here speaking one language, and they're largely focused in only certain parts of the country, it really hinders the assimilation process, because in many cases there's nothing for people to assimilate to. And that is somewhat of a breakdown of what we traditionally consider the immigration system. We think of it as a melting pot. But in many ways we're ending up with more of a salad bowl, as the metaphor goes.
Now, isn't this going to produce all sorts of social problems when and we suddenly convert from being an English-speaking country into a bilingual-speaking country?
Yeah, balkanization is basically what we're talking about, and that's a huge problem for any country to go through. I think that we do find that a lot of immigrants want their young children to speak English. In fact, you find that this bilingual education is something that a lot of immigrants do not support. They understand that English is the language of success and business and trade, and they want their children to be successful. But you do see a lot of so-called pro-immigrant groups and organizations out there that are constantly pushing bilingual education and encouraging people to maintain their ties to their home country and to not assimilate. And to me, that really undermines the fabric of our society. Of course, you also have the interest of the government of Mexico, for example. They understand that the very moment one of their citizens, becomes an American, that at that point, that person is less likely to send money back home to Mexico, because suddenly Mexico is no longer home. But as we know, when it comes to Mexico's GDP, the number two or number three portion of the GDP is remittances. That's money sent to Mexico from their people living elsewhere, mostly here in the United States. And Mexico takes in about $20 to $25 billion every year in the form of remittances, and they don't want to lose that money. And so it's important from their perspective to make sure that these immigrants consider Mexico home and continue to send that money south.
So what are the implications for America if we continue this pattern of immigration into America with people who are coming here working but sending the money out of the country? What impact is that going to have on our economy? And what's the effect of all of these people coming in who are willing to work for lower sums of money and drive down our salaries here?
Well, there are so many different things we could talk about, and on our website we've broken it down into a variety of sections, whether it's the effect on labor, basic demographic trends, the effect on the environment, resources, the effect that open borders has when it comes to national security. And I encourage you listeners to go and check out our website for those free reports. But as far as labor goes, yeah, that's one of the big concerns. If you increase, this is basic economics, if you increase the supply of cheap labor, wages tend to go down. And that's why you have so many business groups and the Chamber of Commerce pushing to continue the flow of cheap labor into the United States, because it reduces the cost of employing individuals. It's very profitable for the business, but of course, those profits, those benefits really aren't passed on to the average American, because even though you may get that head of lettuce for a couple pennies cheaper, you're going to be paying for the healthcare costs, the public education, and everything else that the business is not paying for.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the Seven Feasts of Redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this morning is John Nates from the Center for Immigration Studies, and we're talking about the very real problems that we face as a nation because of massive immigration and people coming in instead of wanting to integrate into our society. They want to maintain their Mexican identity, send their money out of the country, and of course, so many of the people, I don't blame them for wanting to come to the country. But unfortunately, what this is all aimed at, in my estimation, is creating a situation where we can turn the immigrants against those people already living here, and so they will work for far less, and they will drive down our salaries here. And what this is going to mean, especially as we're moving into a recession, is more and more Americans are going to lose their jobs. Do you see it in that way, John?
Yeah, that's a very good explanation of it. And this affects so many different industries. Now, the reason immigration shapes up as it is because there is so much pressure for more immigration out here in Washington amongst the elite in society. Because you have business people, you have the lawyer class, academia, people who aren't in competition with illegal immigration, supporting more open borders, because for their perspective, it's either profitable or it's job security if you're an immigration attorney, but basically you're not threatened by mass immigration. But it's their perspective versus everyone else in the United States, the working class, the taxpayers, who, regardless of political affiliation, want to see our immigration laws enforced because they know that they're seeing job competition for people who are willing to work for less, substandard wages. And at the same time, the taxpayer is basically subsidizing this cheap labor in the form of free health care that the businesses aren't paying for. You're paying for it when you pay for your insurance. You're paying for it when you go down to the hospital. You're paying for the public education of the children of illegal immigrants. You're paying for so many things that really, when it comes down to it, when you add it all up, it's not a positive economic thing for the individual, and certainly not at the state level. It's a net loss. And over time, yes, this is absolutely destructive. You know, we hear the argument from the people in power, the elites out here, that, well, these are jobs Americans won't do. But, of course, they never really give much in the way of examples of supposed jobs Americans won't do, because they can't, because there's really no such thing. Americans are willing to work in all sorts of jobs, in all sorts of fields, and we do. But what Americans are less likely to do is to be willing to be exploited, at least not as likely to be exploited as an illegal immigrant, who, from an illegal immigrant's perspective, $5 an hour American is great money if you're from Central America. And, of course, over time, it has the effect of stagnating wages, reducing wages, and I can't see how that's a good thing. In fact, we did a study a couple of years ago after ICE raided a number of meatpacking plants in the Midwest. Of course, this was something that the open border crowd was very upset about. But what we found was that after the illegal immigrants were removed from the jobs, there were lines around the corner, around the block, of people lining up to fill those jobs, legal immigrants, American citizens. And not only that, we found that wages and bonuses went up as soon as those new jobs were filled because the businesses realized that they had to start offering a decent wage. I don't know who would say that that's a bad thing, but unfortunately, the Chamber of Commerce, La Raza, the immigration attorney folks, they tend to see that as problematic.
Well, we have very, very real problems in this country because I believe there's an organized effort to lower our living standards, to flood us with Sydney immigrants from other countries. And I don't think most people understand. Well, this is not happening by accident. There's an organized, orchestrated, coordinated effort to lower our salaries and lower the living standards in the United States. And I don't think anybody really understands this, but it is carefully coordinated. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the average American to know. Would that be a fair appraisal, or am I being a little paranoid?
Well, I don't think you're being paranoid. I think that there really is a concerted effort. Remember, when we talk about immigration policy or amnesties, think about who the players are. You have, a couple years back, you had President Bush and Ted Kennedy shaking hands on an amnesty. Now, these are two guys who are supposed to be polar opposites politically, but yet on immigration, they're virtually on the same page. Same thing during the presidential debates of 2008. You had John McCain and Barack Obama, supposedly political opposites on every issue, but yet on immigration, they agreed. Amnesty was good. More immigration is just fine. We don't need to slow immigration. And, in fact, open borders basically is the de facto policy. And that's sort of the way it shapes up, as we discussed a moment ago. It's the people at the top who want mass immigration. Now, from the Democrats' perspective, they see mass immigration as creating future Democrat voters. So for them, who cares what the political or the social or economic effects are, as long as it means more votes. Of course, they also see it as a way of creating a larger constituency for greater government social services. Remember, a lot of these people are coming from countries where there already is an overbearing government that really has cracked down on all sorts of liberties. So when they come to the United States and they see it to be a pretty free country, the conservative argument about big government really doesn't resonate with them because from their perspective, they've come from a much more powerful government in many cases. So when the Democrats say, hey, free handouts, free social services, well, that creates a permanent constituency for that big government effort. The Republicans, on the other hand, they have a belief that the Hispanic voters are going to be voting for them, even though we know that 2-1, Hispanic voters tend to vote for Democrats. That's the way it always has been. That's the way it's going to be for quite some time. And the Republicans also have the interest of the business class, the Chamber of Commerce types, who are pressuring the Republicans to keep the borders open. And so you have this sort of perfect storm up here on the federal level that is really causing some serious problems. It's really at the state level where we're starting to see efforts to crack down on illegal immigration. And really, I think that's where the future of immigration policy is going to be. States have to make a decision. Are you going to be an open border type of state or a city like San Francisco or Los Angeles? Or are you going to try and discourage illegal immigration and look out for your legal residents and citizens like Arizona is trying to do? That's really what it's going to come down to.
Well, of course, the illegal immigration and the demands, and of course, basically the illegal immigrants lots of times can get on all sorts of the social welfare programs, can't they, as well as medical care? Don't a lot of them get under the welfare programs by one means or another?
Yeah. What we think of as welfare, generally, there are some bars that prevent illegal immigrants from taking some welfare. However, what never gets discussed is the fact that illegal immigrants can obtain many social services and welfare programs on behalf of their U.S.-born children who are going to be considered U.S. citizens. So that's how they take advantage of the system. Now, we can debate whether or not those children born to illegal aliens should be considered U.S. citizens. I don't think that was the intent of the 14th Amendment, but unfortunately, that's the current interpretation, or at least the interpretation by the agencies that are managing citizenship.
Well, it is my my contention that there's some of the people behind this really want to bankrupt our country, really want to destroy America. There's no better way to do that than to allow uncontrolled immigration to come in, not to have any barriers along the border. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they tell you they build a fence. They don't tell you it's 3 feet high and it's a bar and you can step over it or you can crawl under it. They want to bring the people in. They want to bankrupt our nation, and we're well on the way to doing that. And I think people will say, well, where do we get over this recession, ladies and gentlemen? I don't believe we're going to get over this recession. I believe this is part of an organized effort to undermine the very fabric of our society. So John, what is the solution to what's going on today?
Well, we often hear that there's only two options. Either we have some sort of mass legalization program, a.k.a. an amnesty, or if we don't do that, the only other option is mass deportation. Well, of course, we argue that both of those are simply unworkable. We've tried amnesties in the past. We tried the 1986 amnesty. We've had multiple smaller amnesties since 1986, and it's only had the effect of increasing illegal immigration. The 86 amnesty was a comprehensive bill. There was mass legalization on one hand, and on the other hand, there was the promise of future enforcement. In 1986, that's when we got the law that prohibited employers from employing illegal aliens. It wasn't until a decade later in 1996 that we finally got E-Verify, a way that businesses can actually confirm whether or not they're hiring an illegal alien. But here we are in 2012, a quarter of a century after the 1986 amnesty, and we're still having a debate as to whether or not E-Verify should be used. We still have businesses and open border advocates pushing for another amnesty. Basically, the 1986 legalization really didn't stop illegal immigration. It didn't have any effect on enforcement, or at least had a limited effect on enforcement, and we're still dealing with some of the same problems now. It also had massive rates of fraud. It legalized the 1993 World Trade Center bombers who were here illegally at the time working as taxi cab drivers, and they applied. They applied as agricultural workers, even though they had never set foot on a farm. That new status they were able to use to travel freely to and from the Middle East, pick up terrorist training, and then engage in the 93 attack. This is something that we'll see more of under a future amnesty should it happen. It's just impossible for the government to manage it, even at that time when there was only about 3 million or so beneficiaries. Now we're talking about 11 or 12 million at least. So, what is the real solution? Our argument is that there's a middle ground. It's called the attrition through enforcement policy, where you slowly shrink the illegal immigrant population over time through a commitment to enforcing our immigration laws. We know that right now, every year, about 200,000 to 500,000 illegal immigrants leave the illegal immigrant population every year. The problem, of course, is that many more enter, so you end up with a net positive as time goes on. But if we can secure the borders, and remember, we also have to make sure people leave when their visas expire, because about a third of the illegal alien population is made of people who came legally and simply didn't leave when their visas expired. If we can crack down on that, and at the same time send the message that it's impossible to live here illegally by turning off the magnets, turning off the benefits, then over time we'll send the message that the only way to come to the U.S. is through proper legal channels. The only way to take advantage of what this country has to offer is to do it the right way. If you do that, we will see the numbers shrink over time. It's not going to happen overnight. It took us decades to get to where we are. But we can slowly back out of this. But it requires that political will to actually enforce our laws. And that's something that we don't really have in Washington right now.
Well, let's go ahead. Why don't you get out your address, how people get in touch with you and your organization, the Center for Immigration Studies?
Sure. The best way to get a hold of us is through our website. That's www.cis.org. That's the Center for Immigration Studies. We are the nation's only think tank devoted exclusively to the study of immigration. And we want to basically, we want to see our immigration laws enforced and taken seriously. And you can certainly help with that. Read through our reports, read through our research. It's all freely available to you. And then put it to use. Get a hold of your representatives. And the fight, the battle is really out there, out at the state and local level. And that's where we need the support.
One more time, your address, so people can get that down.
Yeah, it's www.cis.org.
Okay, fine. So that's cis.org, Center for Immigration Studies, .org. And this is a very real problem in America, immigration. Right now, with the high level of unemployment, is only creating more problems. Basically, if you look at the real unemployment level, unemployed, underemployed, and given up work, we're talking over 22%. The government's lying. Do you have to take off, John?
Yeah, I got to get another radio interview.
God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for your time.
5 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us 800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to. But immigration is a very serious problem. They're intentionally allowing people to flood into this country to take away the jobs of American citizens, because they work for a lower price. And some of our largest corporations are involved in this illegal activity, and nothing is being done. And if they are picked up by the Immigration Service, well, the leaders get a little slap on the wrist. But you must understand there's an effort to destroy this country from within. Oh, people will point at the danger of communism. People will point at the danger of terrorism. Oh, the wicked terrorists. And now, of course, it's going to be the wicked Iranians. Oh, we're going to have to go to war with Iran. They want to take away our freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all a fraud. The enemy is not in Beijing or in Moscow or certainly lurking somewhere over there in Pakistan. The enemy is here in the United States at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, the headquarters of the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a subversive organization intent upon destroying the sovereignty of our nation using the military and financial power of this country to bring the whole world under a world dictatorship controlled by a ruling oligarchy. Why in heaven's name do you think that we have American troops stationed in 130 nations? Why in heaven's name do you think we have 800 or 900 foreign bases throughout the world? Who are we defending ourselves against? Al-Qaeda? Why, we have over in Afghanistan today 300,000 Afghan troops we're paying for, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, and the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. 50 members of Al-Qaeda, and we have all those troops over there. Yes, the Taliban certainly would be attacking us, but they're not coming over here and trying to do us any damage. They just don't want us occupying their nation. Would you want Chinese troops or Russian troops occupying the United States? There are 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Who's financing them? Well, you are, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a computer, you go up on your computer, you type in the ISI funds Al-Qaeda, ISI funds Al-Qaeda. You'll find out ISI, which is the Pakistani intelligence, is funding Al-Qaeda. Who's funding the ISI, Pakistani intelligence? Go to your search engine and type in CIA funds ISI. CIA funds ISI. And you'll find out the Central Intelligence Agency is funding the Pakistani intelligence that's funding the Al-Qaeda that are killing our troops over in Afghanistan, and they've been doing it in Iraq. I mean, what in heaven's name is this all about? Well, you have to give the American people the idea that we're fighting a foreign enemy. The enemy is not a foreign enemy. The enemy is right here. Their goal is the destruction of freedom as we know it. It is an elite, not that many people, and a lot of people in the Council on Foreign Relations really don't understand what it's all about. The leadership does. They always have, because they basically are a front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created in 1891. The English counterpart is the Royal Institute for International Affairs, located at number 10 St. James Square in London. That's a so-called Chatham House. Here is the Harold Pratt House. And these people have been around for a long time. Their goal is world government and using the financial and military resources of the United States and of Great Britain to bring about this world government. Now they have counterparts in other countries of the world. One of the six people, companies that control the American media is Bertelsmann. And they're a German corporation. The others, of course, control America's media. AOL.com, which has a vast media empire broken into two parts, but they still all work together to deceive the American people. And of course, you've got Bertelsmann, or you've got Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, GE recently sold NBC to Comcast. They all have vast media empires. And lastly, of course, Rupert Murdoch's Fox News service, Zondervan, Wall Street Journal, they're all in on this, but of course, the average American has no idea how important it is to control the media, because then you can control what the American people think. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Unbridled immigration is part and parcel of what's going on. They want to bring in a lot of people who will work for less to lower our living standards, throw Americans out of jobs. And, Kristen, why should Americans take menial jobs working in the fields when they can get unemployment benefits? And so we have millions, countless millions of Americans on unemployment benefits, 45 million Americans on food stamps. Where's the money coming from? Why, we're borrowing it from ourselves. And today, the federal government takes in about $2.2 trillion in taxes. And the federal government spends about $3.6 trillion in funds. So where do they get the $1.3, $1.4 trillion? They just borrow it from ourselves. And this is being done to destroy the value of our currency and to impoverish the American people. And they know exactly how they're doing it. But do you really think we can borrow ourselves into prosperity? Do you think we can get out of the financial hole we're in? No, ladies and gentlemen, austerity is coming, and it's coming very soon as they begin cutting back massively on their spending and more, and as they destroy the value of our currency. As they do that, they destroy the very structure of our society. And that's what they want to do. They want to plunge us into chaos and crisis. There is a little subversive group here who hate America. They believe we should have a ruling elite. They are that ruling elite, and behind them, powerful spirits or forces. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you order Brotherhood of Darkness. It's inexpensive, but it will introduce you to this subversive movement that permeates every aspect of our society today, and simply will tell you that they're quite open in what they're doing. And of course, one of the best sources of information is Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies, written in 1979, where he talks about the purpose of the trilateral commission. But we've got one more session. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. Want to know what you think about the planned destruction of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? DoTerra.
doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA-certified pure therapeutic-grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, I just stand here at the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number 877-254-7524. I'd like to hear from you and your thoughts. You know, basically, I did yesterday two open lines on our other two programs talking about the coming war with Iran and how this whole thing is contrived. And, of course, they want to go to war with Iran. You see a tremendous amount of information out there about the threat from Iran. An editorial page article by Mark Halperin yesterday in the Wall Street Journal talked about the Iran and certainly their extremist position of their leaders and how basically they are not building a nuclear weapon at this time, but they're exploring it. They're thinking about building it. Yes, they haven't started to build it yet, but they're thinking about it. They'd like to have a bomb. And how much safer we would be if we simply sent our military over there, our planes over there, to protect our children and our children's children. And since they were such disreputable people, there, Sydney, in charge of Iran, how we had to have a military strike on Iran. Now, they readily admit the Iranians are not building a bomb at the present time. Basically, the past chief of the Israeli Mossad has said they're not building a bomb. The current chief of the Mossad has said they're not building a bomb. Barak, the defense minister of Israel has said they're not building a bomb. Sydney recently on Face the Nation, why Leon Panetta said they're not building the bomb, but they're exploring the advantages of having a bomb. Well, yes, if certainly all of our neighbors had a nuclear weapon and we didn't have one, wouldn't you want our country to have one? I'm sure Austria would like to have a nuclear weapon, and Italy would like to have a nuclear weapon. Should we attack them? Should we go to war with Austria and Italy because there may be leaders over there who would like to have a weapon? Ladies and gentlemen, what you must understand is that everything going on today is phony. The United States installed Fidel Castro in Cuba and kept him in power and is keeping him in power today so that we can have him as a supposed enemies. We have to have an all-powerful government, and yet David Rockefeller's daughters go down and visit Fidel regularly, and Fidel comes up and visited the Council on Foreign Relations, gives a talk and visits David Rockefeller privately, and you find this in David Rockefeller's memoirs. Get David Rockefeller's memoirs, read it, we carry it, you get it to Radio Liberty. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters have such great respect for Fidel Castro? And why would Fidel come up and visit David Rockefeller? Because it's all a put-on, ladies and gentlemen. It's all contrived. He is the supposed enemy, and yet he's working hand in glove with our leaders who use the threat of communism to justify ever more power in the hands of our own government. The same thing is true with Arafat over there. You remember the guy with the checkered headwear, you know, and he was heading the PLO that was going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. We gave him millions of dollars. In fact, some people say several billion dollars. We funded Arafat. Who placed the wicked leaders of Iran in power? Go back to 1979. The CIA financed the mullahs over there, the radical mullahs, to overthrow the Shah of Iran. And then we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was living in Paris under the auspices of the CIA, this radical cleric, to power in Iran. 1979. And of course, Ayatollah Khomeini is long since dead, but we've kept the mullahs in power, and certainly Ahmadinejad is a caricature, and you hear him, can't understand him because he speaks Farsi, but he talks about wiping Israel off the face of the earth and attacking the great Satan. Who is Ahmadinejad? He's a caricature. He is a made-up character. And what is his purpose? To justify the fact that America is going to war with Iran. That's what it's all about. I did two programs yesterday afternoon and yesterday evening on this very subject, expecting the American people, and at least my listeners, would see what this was all about. The only calls we got were from people who supported going to war with Iran. Why in heaven's name do we want to go to war with Iran? Even if they had the bomb, they're not going to use it because they know we have one carrier group could turn Iran into smoking rubble. We have three carrier groups over there in the Persian Gulf today, another one in the Mediterranean, in preparation for war. Now, I don't know whether war is coming in weeks or months or 7 years. My gut feeling, it'll be the end of this year, a war with Iran. But you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are people within the Brotherhood of Darkness who would love to see our cities in rubble so that they can justify ever more control over our lives. After all, if we had chaos in this nation, why would we have to have martial law and take away the freedoms of the American people and take away the weapons of the American people and starve the American people and put them in concentration camps? Why do you think they've reopened the FEMA concentration camps? Why do you think they're staffing the FEMA camps? Why do you think that they're laying in food at the FEMA camps today? If you don't believe that, go up on the internet. Look up FEMA camps. Oh, they've built these FEMA camps all across America. They've appropriated money to rehabilitate the Japanese concentration camps. My good friend Joel Skousen says they haven't actually refurbished them. They have appropriated the money. Why would they certainly want to refurbish the Japanese concentration camps in Utah, where we kept American citizens during the Second World War? Why, so we can put American citizens in them during the Third World War. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Get people to listen to our programs. Get a copy of this program, our other material. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my talk on the dark secret and on the forbidden secret. The syllabuses go with them. 1-800-544-8927. And then please support Radio Liberty and help us try to get the word out. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and ladies and gentlemen, they're manipulating our minds all of the time. Really, what was so disturbing to me when I had these programs yesterday, and the only people who called in, and I was warning of the fact that our government's trying to manipulate us into a war with Iran. And that's the reason we still have all of our troops over there. Supposedly we're pulling our troops out of Iraq, and we move on into Kuwait, or we move them certainly into the adjacent countries over there. We still have 17,000 personnel in Iraq. So I thought we were moving all of our troops. Well, we're leaving our troops there for training. They're not really troops. They're just there, people with guns and ammunition. But they're training the Iraqi military. Well, who are they training the Iraqi military to fight? Well, of course, Iraq has to have a powerful military. But it's to put the people down. Understand this. This is all. We're establishing dictators all throughout the world. Why do we have American troops in 130 nations throughout the world? Basically to maintain the dictators in power. We have our special forces, paid, trained assassins in 75 nations to maintain the dictatorships. All stepping stones to the establishment of this world government, which is all, what it's really all about. And that one world government will be headed by the Antichrist. And when you understand this, when you understand the spiritual forces that are at work, it all begins to make sense. Otherwise, none of this makes sense. If you have a question or comment, you know you can always reach me here at this program at 877-254-7524. We do programs in the afternoon. We do radio programs in the evening. I spend 5 hours every weekday trying to let the American people understand we have an invisible government. And those people have no loyalty to America. They're globalists, and they believe in the importance of a world government. They don't believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in limiting the power of government so men can be free. They don't believe that limited government and liberty are synonymous. They believe in total government. And they're providing for the American people because they can't afford it. They're having to borrow money to do that. They're borrowing, simply 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends today is borrowed. And, of course, where's the money coming from? Why it's coming? They simply are creating it out of nothing. And the purpose behind that is so they can destroy the value of our currency and then impoverish the people. And who will the people look to at that time? Why, whoever they create, they control the media. They'll create new people. A Governor Perry attended the Bilderberger meetings on a regular basis. Newt Gingrich is a dedicated liberal New Ager. He talks conservative. It's all an act. I mean, would you really trust a man who's cheated on two of his wives? One of them when she was dying of cancer, and now he's got this attractive new blonde wife, and of course she gets up, and he's wonderful with his conservative rhetoric, but he doesn't believe it. He is totally dedicated to the occult, and you go into his relationship with with the Topplers, you go into the relationship of what he's written in their books about the necessity of this one world government. His loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream, but he's not going to tell you that any more than any of them are, that the goal is to destroy America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Living. Our vision protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we begin an in-depth look at Messiah Yeshua and the seven feasts of redemption. Services begin at 1 p.m. sharp every Saturday, Shabbat, at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown, Colorado. For more information, call us at 303-522-3562 or 800-205-6245. Visit us at www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care,